let's get into it, talking about the greatest thing in the world. That, my friends, is that football is back.
Yeah! What you talking about? Yeah! Put your hand under his butt and say, hike!
Hike!
Hike! Hike!
Yep, football's back. It was kind of cool yesterday. They had the blueing of the canal. Dignitaries and cult personnel poured dye into the downtown canal during the annual blueing of the canal, which marks the opening week of the NFL season. I missed that, but that sounds fun.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know that was going to go on.
The NFL season kicked off last night with the Eagles beating the Falcons 18-12, as Liv the Web Girl talked about earlier. Real snore fest.
Yeah, pretty much until like the end when they did the trick play.
Oh, yeah, that one trick play where they do that thing to the other thing.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't watch any of the game.
It was the Super Bowl trick play that they used in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it was in the third quarter, I think.
I feel so emasculated right now. Like, I don't know what she's talking
about. I don't
either.
No.
Yeah, football! That's what we're talking about, football. Yep, mm-hmm. College football, speaking of football, IU is at home versus Virginia this Saturday, tomorrow. Purdue is at home versus Eastern Michigan. And the Colts, they kick off the regular season this Sunday at home versus the Cincinnati Bengals. And Liv the Web Girl, I hear you're going to be in attendance. Is that a true story?
I am, and I'm going to be wearing a Colts jersey, even
what?
Though I'm from Cincinnati. So
wow, that's a big deal.
Be proud of me, Indy.
She's converting. She's like a nun converting.
I know. I don't think I'm anything like a nun, but...
No. Let me ask this, ladies. Are you afraid of the dentist?
I hate going to the dentist. I don't think I'm afraid, but I hate it.
I haven't been in like 2.5
That's
years.
Disgusting.
What? I'm so scared of the dentist.
That
you're
going
to have so many cavities.
I mean, I don't have any right now.
You don't know.
You don't know that. It doesn't. Your tooth doesn't have to hurt or feel like it's falling out to have a cavity.
I check my mouth like almost every single night to see if I have cavities.
Okay.
And I don't.
Well, you're not a dental hygienist or a dentist, so I feel like that doesn't really do anything.
Jewel Daddy said I'm good when we make out, so
ew.
I should be fine.
Ew.
There we go. Well, you might want to beware of the dentist, and this is the reason why. A Georgia woman who has posed as a dentist for 6 years has been arrested for the second time in 2 weeks. She was first arrested on the 23rd of August and charged with 40 counts of practicing dentistry without a license. She got bailed out of jail but was arrested again yesterday after the home office that she has was searched. Investigators removed boxes and a computer from there. The woman didn't have a license to practice dentistry but still pulled crowns.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Applied fillings.
Oh my gosh.
And prescribed medication. She practiced out of her own building, traveling the country also, performing surgery in homes.
Dude, who is a moron enough to think, like, I'm going to hire a dentist on Craigslist to come to my house?
No, but I wouldn't think that. But Alex, I wouldn't think that. If I just went on Craigslist and looked, I would agree with you. Like, that's a dummy. But she has a home office, and it's like Alex's dental, whatever, family care.
Alex's dental explosionaza.
You would think it's legit, but oh my God, that sounds terrible. Have you ever been injured by food at all?
Yes. One time, a little Cheez-It crumb slid into my bra and poked myself in the boob. It was very sharp.
Did it draw blood?
It did not draw blood, but man, those Cheez-It crumbs will get you.
I used to chew on dry noodles, and they would always poke me on the roof of my mouth.
Ooh, that sounds nasty.
I've had a Captain Crunch injury before, because those things, it's like little pieces of knives or something, like glass. Captain Crunch will cut the roof of your mouth.
They threw those at people in Nam.
Throwing crunch into the hole! The captain's with you. Alex, I think you'll be lucky to avoid this freaky food injury because you don't eat this. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates that 2,300 people, Americans, went to the ER last year for pizza-related injuries.
Pizza? Because it's too hot or what?
They include cuts, burns, slip and falls, and falls from the bed for trying to reach for a slice of pizza.
Wow.
That would be me. I'm like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. My pizza box is right there in the sun.
That's the epitome of the American diet right there.
Is that the worst pain though when it comes to food is when you burn yourself, like the roof of your mouth? you feel like your actual like brain's going to fall through it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
That's absolutely painful. And this is an interesting, cool little story here in Indy to wrap up Need to Know News. BJ Day was driving 100 miles per hour on I-65 North Wednesday with his hazard lights on and his four-year-old daughter in the back seat saying, "Slow down, Dad, please, slow down." His wife, Malia Day, was also screaming and praying. What is he doing? You got your daughter screaming, your wife's praying and yelling.
He's about to lose Monopoly.
Something's going on. Like, this guy's crazy, right? Well, no, actually, his wife was about to have a baby. They're heading to the hospital. This scares the crap out of me. My wife better not ask me to drive her to the hospital. We need, like, a police escort or something. Her water broke as they were driving. They called 911. The dispatcher told him to pull over and get ready to deliver that baby. So he pulled over to the side of the road. They get to the back seat, puts her legs up, two pushes, baby pops out just
Holy
like that.
Cow.
Just like that, you got a brand new baby.
Congratulations, guys.
Yep, they welcome into the world. Let's see here. Monroe Giselle Day to the world at 5:34 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So
cute name.
Congratulations. Woo-hoo! Oh, my God. Could you imagine, Alex, if you had to deliver a baby one day in a car?
Where were they on, 465?
No, they were right next to 65 and I-70, the interchange right there.
Oh, they should have named the baby I-70.
I guess it's not as bad as like Northwest or something like that.
They could have named it something like that.
All right, that right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.